We love new music here at 2SEO. We love our music director, Lachlan Holland, who joins us every week to talk about new music.
Love's mutual, everyone.
There you go, mate.
You too, Danny. I'm good, thanks. how's the week been for you? How you feeling? It's Friday.
It's been pretty good. By way of new music, I've had some wonderful interviews with new musicians.
I caught, a lot this week.
Jelly Haha was a hang.
Yeah, and...
Gareth Lydiard.
Yeah.
Comedian Gareth Lydiard from TFS.
Somehow the Bermuda Triangle came up in that one.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be too surprised.
We cover all things in our feature album artists for the week. Also got to have a chat to them, Fade Iver. And then debut album, which is surprisingly called Welcome Back. They're a great hang as well.
Yeah. Awesome.
And all
stuff,
that's available
Danny.
At the website.
It is, Danny. Did you know the 2SER website is filled with such things?
It is. Is there a portal via the 2SER website where if a musician wanted to get them your music as part of your role of music director, they would be able to do so?
It's BermudaTriangle@2SER.com.
It's not, is it?
No.
No, it's submit music.
Oh, it should be, but it's submitmusic@2SER.com.
Yeah, I'm sure you can write a letter to BermudaTriangle@2SER.com.
Yeah.
And expect no response. It will be lost forever.
Or it'll pop up in a future millennium somewhere. No, but if submitmusic@2SER.com is a good way to get in touch. You can also find my email on the website. But also, if you're listening and you're in a band or you're producing music, look up some of the great shows on 2SER. They also have contacts on the website. So, for instance, if you were making DIY rock, you're doing that sort of thing, maybe look up The Band Next Door or even Heavy Demo. That's a fantastic show late on Sunday nights. Rick is often looking for guests to come on the show and share their record collection and talk about music. If that might be of interest to you, reach out to Heavy Demo. If you're making folk music and country or things of like Cosmic Americana, Vinnie Ramone or Stuart Coop or Pretzel Logic or Kathy Kirkpatrick on Saturday mornings here on 2SER.
If you're in Steely Dan, send a message to Stuart Coop at Dirt Music.
Yes. Yeah, he might connect you with Susan to come on. Yeah, if you're in Steely Dan, email me too.
Yeah, that's it. Just get in touch. Get in touch with all of us, All Points Bulletin.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. So the Tropical F-Word Storm interview. I called them Tropical Fud Storm. Gareth liked that.
He liked that, yeah.
And which brings us to the first act we're going to speak about today. You can announce the artist name for this one.
Folk Bitch Trio. We're going to just play a handful of tracks that came out this week, keeping it fairly gentle because it's pretty early. Folk Bitch Trio. Gracie Sinclair, Heidi Peverell, and Ginny Pilkington. And they just released their debut album. It's called Now Would Be a Good Time. And that is out today. They make a really interesting sound that's idiosyncratic, Americana, and folk. They've got a lot of dark, ironic lyrics that sort of sometimes it's angsty, And humor laden. Other times it's really quite confessional, existential.
That seems like it's purpose built for this radio show.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting one, and they're a band that's been touring a lot and playing a lot in the alternative folk scene for a while now. So this album was hotly anticipated, and it's out on Jag Jaguar today.
Oh, cool.
Cameron Menegoni of the band Next Door,
who we mentioned before.
Fantastic show on Wednesday nights here on 2SER. Actually had them in the studio last month to talk about making this album and what they had coming up, and it's finally here for us to listen to in full.
Indeed. Well, let's have a cut from it now. What are we going to listen to?
Let's go with Foreign Bird.
Foreign Bird it is, 2SER Breakfast New Music Report.
Thank you. things you've heard. Listen to your careful. I know you're a real one. I could love you.
That is the Folk Bitch Trio there, a song called Foreign Bird. And you can catch up with the interview conducted with Cam Menegoni of the band Next Door. That's available on the website, 2ser.com, Band Next Door, on your airwaves every Wednesday evening, 8 p.m. It's the New Music Report time. Our music director, Lachlan Holland, is in the house with us. What else are we going to listen to, my dude?
Thanks, Danny. I should also say, just on Folk Bitch Trio, that they'll be playing at the Lansdowne in September.
Ooh.
Both Saturday, September 20, and the Sunday night. The Sunday night show was added as the second gig because the Saturday.
Oh, cool.
All sold out. But yeah, if you like that and you want it, yeah, you want to hear them in person, the next chance, at least here in Eora, Sydney, is to do that at the Lansdowne on Sunday.
That's amazing. Good on them for taking over the world.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're off on a North American and Canadian tour straight after that. So
yeah, they'll be playing for the National Guard in LA.
Yeah. might chill them out a bit.
Not a band called Folk Bitch Trio.
They might get the wrong idea.
Yeah.
So we're keeping it on. There's actually been quite a few interesting Americana, country and folk releases this week. So we're going to keep it on the same tip, but this time from a group from Brisbane. It's a duo, actually. Dan Parsons and Tracy McNeil are Minor Gold. And they've just released their second record. It's called Way to the Sun. It's a follow-up to the self-titled debut, which came out at the end of 2023, which got a lot of critical acclaim and really blew up for them. They're going to, yeah, they've just released this today. It covers a lot of territory lyrically, from various songs, from personal relations, self-empowerment, grief, escaping the ghosts of one's past, a theme on this show too. But they recorded it at Ultimate Hair Farm with Dan Horn, who also records with Cass McCombs.
Oh, right.
And apparently it was actually the first record recorded in this studio called Ultimate Hair Farm. So it's they broke it in, Minor Gold. And, you know, if you're a fan of even more local acts like Caitlin Harnett or Lady Lion, and even internationals like Sierra Farrell, this will, I think...
Be right up your alley.
There you go. It's a country record, but with a modern.
So it won't be right up your alley. It'll be down your country lane.
Yeah, it'll be down the country lane, mate, down cool. A dusty trail. But it's really, really beautiful record.
Cool.
If that's your thing.
It is my thing. Let's have a listen to it. What are we going to listen to from Minor Gold?
Let's go, Pretty Peggy.
Pretty Peggy, it is. 2SER Breakfast.
I've been running down a one-way, running a one-track mind. Dreaming dizzy in the sunshine, trying to make Peggy mine. I carved a name in the canyon, with a belly full of orange wine. Romance is never easy, when you're holding up the only side. Try to wind me up and say she don't know why I'm breathing air. Threw a penny in the wishing well, called her on the party line. I wanna tell her just how I feel, but I'm running out of time. Pretty Peggy, pretty, pretty Peggy. Pretty Peggy, pretty, pretty Peggy. Sunshine, trying to make Peggy mine. I got lost in the canyon with a belly full of orange wine. But romance is never easy, and I never get out alive. Pretty Peggy, pretty, pretty Peggy. Pretty Peggy, pretty, pretty Peggy.
Minor Gold there from the new record Way to the Sun, a song called Pretty Peggy, playing it for you on the New Music Report. Our music director Lachlan Holland joining us here in the 2SER Breakfast Studios to talk new music. We've got time for one more track, my friend. What's it going to be?
Well, we've been jumping up and down the East Coast with these selections so far. We started in Nam, we're up to Meanjin, Brisbane there, but we're coming right home now with an EP from Worrymall.
Cool.
Yeah, they... a local six-piece, I believe, made up variously of members of Babatha, Dappled Cities, Disgusting People, And they've this is their first EP release. They launched it last week at the Pettish and Bollard Club, and it's called Dad's Dead. I think it's a 6-tracker, which they've crammed onto a 7-inch record. That's sort of a bit of a punk thing to do as well.
That's
I guess where originally the term EP came from when they would put a 7-inch out.
An extended player.
Yeah, and put it at 33. I haven't checked in with Worry more or less to whether this is a 33 or 45 7-inch, but you can get that off of the Stable label. Really
love
great. Yeah, really great local release. It's a charming combination of unhinged guitar pop, oddball lyrics. They've got a real penchant for some sax solos in there as well.
It's got everything.
It's a cool record. It's out. It was out last week, but it's news. You don't always lose on the new music report. So
no need to hit snooze because we're going to have some Worry More for you now. I'll see you this time next week, mate.
Thanks, mate.
On the Stable label record label from the EP Dad's Dead, here's Worry More, and this one's called Mid Strength. To SCR Breakfast. Thanks, mate.
Have a sweet weekend, everyone. Thanks, Danny.
I'm terror everywhere. Past downloaded on your stairs. Turn the body to the air. Call me your love and tell me you care. Accidents in a case, mistaken identity in a case of mid-strength fear. I'm a terror everywhere, tossed out, loaded on your stairs. Drag my body to the reeds. I can hear a play repeat. Mid-strength fear. I'm a terror.